You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
My morning mixtape.
Yes, it is that time of the morning when we are joined by a special guest to share a little mixtape about something or other. This morning it is about Four Leaps One Point, which is a dance show happening at the Basement Theatre 26th of September. Is that the right day?
Yes, it should be from... The specific dates escape me a little bit, but it runs from the Tuesday to the Saturday. So yeah, it'll be from the 26th till whatever date the Saturday is.
Cool.
sorry, that's really vague.
No, all good. And I am joined this morning by one of the choreographers. This is Carrie Ann. Hey, Carrie Ann.
What's up?
How are you going this morning?
I'm good, yeah. How are you?
I'm pretty good, yeah. Cool. I was saying before, too many coffees, and now I'm just like...
That's kind of how I'm feeling
off
too,
the walls.
So
yeah,
going on a coffee high. So
And can you tell me a little bit about the show and the sort of what the themes behind it are?
Yeah, sure.
What we should expect.
So Four Leaps One Point is produced, first of all, it's produced by Decipher Productions, which is run by Zoe and Hadley, who are two graduates from the Dance Studies program at Auckland Uni, like myself, and they have created the show as a sort of opportunity for emerging artists to have their voices heard through the noise. So there is myself and there are three other choreographers who are contributing to this show. And the show itself, Four Leaps One Point, is really sort of gaining inspiration from a classic contemporary dance work called Miniatures, which is choreographed by Malia Johnston.
Mm.
So each of us choreographers have sat down with Malia, and we have had a big discussion with her about the points of departure and the sort of bits of inspiration that she used when she was creating Miniatures. And each of us have sort of taken away our own individual ideas and themes from this original work and have put it through into our own work. So I guess you could say it's like a modern sort of take on this original classic piece, and four very different, very diverse works, which will be super exciting. Yet each piece is taking away four completely different things from this original work. And yeah, it's a super big honour to be working with these guys.
Sounds awesome.
And taking away all of these amazing things from such a huge, huge piece that has been here in contemporary dance in New Zealand.
So. And so is that, because you said there's four of you, does that mean you've sort of done four separate dances?
Yep, so
dances?
There's four separate works. They should each be around like 10, 15 minutes each.
Yeah.
Hour-long show. So four separate contributions, hence the name, Four Leaps, One Point. So we're at the same starting point. Four leaps from the starting point. So if anything, I would really encourage people to come along if they want to see four incredibly diverse works. Each, like from what I've seen so far and all of the sort of showings that we've done with each other, each piece is looking so incredible and so different from each other, but in the best way. Because it's going to create a very interesting show.
Awesome.
So it's going to be great.
And you've selected a few songs for us this morning. I can't imagine it would have been easy coming up.
No.
It's always hard to come up with playlists for something that is like a artistic, like...
Yeah, especially because a lot of the stuff that I work with in terms of music when I'm choreographing is very, instrumentally sort of atmospheric. So to find like actual... sort of legitimate songs. It actually wasn't too tricky. There are a couple in there that I actually have worked with like directly and have actually
danced to and
like taken direct influence from. And others are ones that I think have sort of got maybe similar themes or a similar vibe. So it wasn't too tricky, but it was also it was kind of tricky.
And the first one we've got is a Gorillaz track. What led you to choose this one?
Well, I really love this song, and I just want to put it there. I love this album that's just come out recently from Gorillaz. It's amazing. I'm a big fan.
Some incredible features too, eh?
Oh, yeah. So great. I love their original stuff from back in the day. The really key part about this song is actually the beginning part of this track. It's actually not even so much the lyrics itself. It is the sound that comes in at the beginning, the intro of the track, and I think it comes back in at the end. If you listen carefully, it's sort of got like a, how do I describe it, like a sonar sort of ping. You know, like submarines. Like ping noise. And that is probably one of the only things from this playlist that I've actually taken directly into my track that I've got in my work.
Cool.
I've made my own version, but I took inspiration directly from the sound effects that are sort of in the background and in the intro of the song. So.
Cool. Listen out for it. This is Gorillaz with Busted and Blue. There it is, that sonar beat.
You can hear the ping.
Submarine ping.
It's really, if you take anything away from that one song, just take away the beginning and the end of it.
That there was Busted and Blue by Gorillaz, chosen by Kerri-Anne, one of the choreographers of Four Leaps, 1 Point. What's the next song you've got chosen for us this morning?
So, if I remember correctly, it should be a track by Cristobal Tapia de Vere. I really hope I've said his name properly. So this guy is, I just had to include this in my mixtape playlist because I think he's a British composer who creates sound scores for TV shows and movies. I think he's done some movies. Some shows that may be kind of familiar. Humans. I don't know if you know Humans. And that played on like TV3 last year and was also really popular over in the UK. He did the sound score for one recently that just came out on Netflix, Dirk Gently. And there's a show called Utopia, which I haven't actually seen, but he's done that too. So he's done sound scores for a whole different bunch of shows. And oh my gosh, I'm just such a big fan of his stuff.
Yeah.
It's very, I haven't really heard anything like it. Like, I think when you normally look up sound scores for movies and TV shows, they're all very like atmospheric and they're all like, but this one is, I love this guy. He uses a lot of very unique techniques to like making his sound scores. He has like very like technological sounding sound effects. He uses voice. He uses you'll have to hear it and find out.
Not but, just that same kind of like washy like
background. Sort of the atmosphere. My headphones just fell off. This track in particular isn't actually in my piece because I tried to find a track of his that would actually fit the show and not just be like a weird sort of vibey one. So this guy has just been a huge influence, and any work that I've made within the past 12 months has very likely been influenced by this guy and his work. So had to include it.
I'm excited to hear it. This is Utopia Finale. Christabel Tapia de Vere there, that was Utopia Finale. You said you have used one of his songs in the show, yeah?
Yes, I've actually used, I think, a few. I've got like a little medley going on, but that's, I picked that one because I had a bit more of a sense of structure. The other ones are very sort of out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But good for choreography?
Honestly, 10 out of 10, would recommend. He is amazing. Big fan.
Awesome. I've got a couple more tracks of this mixtape this morning, but first, a few messages and we'll come back very soon.
Hey you, it's Wax Chattel's Asia Tour fundraiser at Whammy Bar, September 16th. Gillian Anderson's favourite band are headed to Asia, and to celebrate, Wax Chattels have got together a killer lineup for one double whammy of a show. Try me. Wax chattels with the Beths, Sia, Sports, Double Double, Being, AC Freezy and PowerNap. Asia Tour fundraiser, Whammy Bar, September 16th. Tickets from Under the Radar.
Once upon a time, there was a woman named Eve. Life was sweet for Eve, but for one thing.
I'm all good.
One thing. Eve's toothbrush looked like a hedgehog after Speedway. It was a polyethylene nightmare.
My environmental concerns.
And then Eve discovered Toothcrush. At toothcrush.co.nz, she signed up to have a fresh, sustainable bamboo toothbrush delivered once a month for only $40 a year.
Dilemma solved. Thanks, Toothcrush.
You're welcome.
Wake up, Auckland. Breakfast.
Hello, my name's Mikey Havoc. Good morning, good morning, morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, morning. Johnny, good morning, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Mikey Havoc.
Hi, Sarah, how are you?
I'm good.
Breakfast.
Exchanging pleasantries.
Weekday mornings.
Every time Mikey gives me a subject, I talk about it and I think about it, but I don't forget it.
Breakfast.
Gross nice guys. The ones who get away with doing dodgy stuff because they're just so nice.
I mean, if you've got nowhere to stay, you can stay at my house.
I forgot, my couch is at the cleaners.
Oh. Mikey Havoc Breakfast. Weekday mornings, 7 till 10 on 95 BFM. Thanks to Burger Fuel. Woo!
You're tuned into Morning Glory and we are halfway through a mixtape from Kerri-Ann Matthews this morning, who is a choreographer of four leaps at one point. A dance show at the Basement Theatre happening in a couple of weeks' time. We've got a couple more tracks left. What's the next one you've chosen?
Woohoo. So this one is Muramasa, and I love this guy. This track is called Untitled. I think he just came out with it recently. I think it might have just come out as I was starting the choreographic process for this, and I've played this particular track pretty much every single rehearsal that I've had. It is amazing. I think if I were to relate it to sort of the pace of my work in general within this show, it has very nice peaceful lows and then very intense highs, and I think I just love the journey that it takes along this track. Very, very great use within my rehearsals, and hopefully we'll make it through to the final work. I'm still deciding, but we'll
hopefully. So this one might be in the show? Maybe.
Hopefully.
Not sure.
It has also, I don't know if it's a fun fact, but it's also being used within our promotional videos that I've been producing for this as well. So in case anyone was wondering what song that was, it's this.
This is Untitled featuring Moses Boyd.
Thank you.
Muramasa with Untitled featuring Moses Boyd, a track that may or may not make the show.
May or may not.
What determines whether or not it'll make the show?
I actually did have it in my original piece, and recently after a work in progress showing, I was encouraged to try and produce my own sound score.
Who do you, like, are you just expected to be able to...
Yeah, I'm also a DJ now, guys. I'm very basic at that kind of thing, so I can make something very basic.
Do you have, like, Muso friends that, like, help you out and...
I do know Musos, but I also, it's what I've used for the beginning of my piece can kind of be used throughout. It's like a, sound effect, so I can quite easily put it together.
Yeah.
Trial and error. This is a backup option. this is my plan B, is to have this track in it.
Awesome. And so the show is the 26th to the 30th, if I'm correct.
Yes, I've got the dates in front of me now. Yeah. I was just nervous before and I couldn't remember the dates. So it is from the 26th to the 30th of September, so not next week, but the week after, at Basement Theatre. Tickets are available through iTicket. Please come along, please support, please buy a ticket, because we have all worked very, very hard. And we would appreciate everyone's support and presence, because
it sounds like
great.
It's going to be a beautiful show. I always love, I'm not a dancer at all, but like I always love watching dance shows, because it's just kind of like, especially ones that are, you know, I feel like the Basement Theatre is a really cool place to do something that's actually
so great.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, it's so great. The stuff you can do in there is amazing. It's such a unique space and
super intimate too. It's like the black walls and it's all,
Oh, it's perfect for me because I'm using a lot of AV and projection.
Yeah.
So it's great for lights and it's great for projection. Oh, it's amazing.
Awesome. And tickets available from, you might have just said that, but I missed it.
iTicket. I think if you go on the Basement Theatre website, it directs you there, but also if you go on iTicket, it should be on there. They're on sale now.
Awesome. And we've got one more track. What's the last track?
This one is a little bit of a random choice, but I really wanted to have it on there. Little bit of context. So this track isn't actually in the final work, but it has influenced me recently, and I think it's a track that if I'd found earlier, it probably would have made it through to the final piece, but I only just found it recently. So I'm hopefully carrying it through into a different work that I'm working on. This track, it's called Simpson Wave 1995, and I don't know if you've ever been on those YouTube spirals where you just go to a weird place. Recently I did that and I found myself looking through this playlist called Simpson Wave, which is apparently a genre of music, types of videos that people put on YouTube and have very vibey visuals where they put like weird like pink, purple, blue hues over top of slowed down clips from The Simpsons. This sounds so
actually,
weird.
I was going to say, actually it's related to The Simpsons.
It is related to The Simpsons. And so people find like really vibey tracks put over top and they have like, oh, it's so fascinating. So for me, I picked this because I just really loved the grungy sort of atmospheric sort of way that it goes about. I like how it also sounds very... otherworldly, which is the vibe that I'm trying to create with my own work. I'm trying to create sort of like another world for my dancers. So this is why I chose this one.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
No worries. And definitely go and check out the show. This is the 26th till the 30th. We've said it heaps of times, so you can't get it wrong now. Basement Theatre, Four Leaps, One Point. And this track is Simpson Wave 1995 by, is it Frank Javsey? Is that how you say it?
Yes, I think so.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you, Carrie-Anne.
Thank you. Come to our show.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.